Hi, my name is Rich. Welcome to my podcast. I'm going through a series of teachings entitled Stories from the Battlefield. Today's story is about Jonathan, the son of the first king of Israel, Saul. Now, I'm going through these stories because I want you to see that there's a pattern that occurs in the stories. And in this pattern, we learn two beautiful truths. Number one is a truth about God, a character quality of God. God has this way of allowing impossible situations to come into our life that overwhelm us and bring us to a point of despair so that we can experience God's power. Number two, there's often a rare individual of faith who will rise up against all odds, not the majority, a rare person, and believe that God is able to overcome. So, you see, it's just like you and me. We leave the pages of the Bible story, we go into our life, and we face overwhelming circumstances. And we need to be that rare person of faith who rises up and doesn't quit, allows God to enter into the situation, and we experience the same power of the same living God who lived so many years ago. By the way, if you'd like to read this story, it's found in 1 Samuel chapter 14, verses 1 through 23. Now, this story involves the Jews and their age-old enemies, the Philistines. As a new king, Saul had 3,000 troops. He divided them, 1,000 for his son Jonathan, and he took 2,000. And right away, we see Jonathan step into action. Unlike his father Saul, who had the 2,000 troops but did nothing, Jonathan right away launched an attack against the Philistines at Geba. When Saul saw what was happening, then he blew the horn and rallied all the troops. And so they defeated the Philistines. Yay, Jonathan, way to go. Great man of faith. Victory. However, the Philistines retaliated. They mustered up an army that outnumbered the sands of the seashore, the Bible says, and they attacked Israel, and they hit them so hard that it says that the Jews ran and they fled. Some of them crossed over the Jordan River running for their lives. Some hid in caves, some hid in the thickets, in the bushes, some hid in holes in the ground, and some hid themselves in cisterns. So once the Jews had fled, then the Philistines did not allow the Jews to have any blacksmiths. Why not? Because the blacksmiths were the ones who manufactured farming equipment and sharpened the farming equipment. But they could also double as weapons manufacturers. In fact, it says in the Bible that the only people left with a sword and a spear in the entire army were Saul and Jonathan. When we begin reading 1 Samuel chapter 14, it summarizes this very well for us. Listen to this. The only thing left of the Jewish army were 600 men, and they had gathered on a hill called Gibeah. Among those 600 men, the only two with weapons were Saul and Jonathan. And then there were the priests on top of the hill with them, and they had this thing called the ephod, and with that, they were seeking the will of God. So here's an army of 600 men with no weapons, having a prayer meeting, surrounded by an army of Philistines that outnumbered the sand of the seashore. Now, at this point, it's really important to reflect for just a moment. Pause. Think about Jonathan. What was he thinking? What was he feeling? It would be possible for him to feel utter remorse, regret. Why did he take that step of faith and take the armies of Israel out to fight against the Philistines? Because it only resulted in a huge retaliation. After all, it was his fault that the Philistines retaliated in the way that they did. If he had just left these bullies, Philistines alone, just left the tyrants alone, they would never have retaliated the way that they did, and life would have been just as it was beforehand. Now, the only thing left he has to launch an assault is a prayer meeting, one weapon that he has, a weapon that his father has. There's no way that they will ever overcome these tyrants. And now the Philistines have them surrounded on one small hill, these 600 men. It's at times like these that we see the difference between a man of faith and the rest of the people. Jonathan, undaunted, not filled with regret, not looking back at what was a defeat and saying, I should have never taken that first step. I should have left the tyrants alone. I should have never stirred them up. Undaunted, he does something very unusual. And it's in this very unusual step that we learn a few very important lessons. Listen, number one, we see that there is good theology in risky moments of faith. We're going to read an important statement here in just a moment. Listen up. Secondly, we're going to see that in taking a step of faith, there is great risk. But it's that place of risk, good theology, where God is given the opportunity to show up and show his power. So here's how the story works. Jonathan, with only his armor bearer, just the two of them, they broke ranks from the rest of the army. Jonathan told his armor bearer, "Let's go over to the outpost of those Philistines." So, don't forget, the Philistines have that large, vast army, but the outpost were battalions of 20 men stationed on the extremities, and they would keep watch for small skirmishes or attempts the Jews might make to muster up enough courage and fight again. So Jonathan went there, and to get to these men, they had to go down into a valley. And on either side of that valley were two steep cliffs. The Bible tells us the names of those cliffs, and therefore we can approximate where these were, Bozez and Senna. And he says these words to his armor bearer. "Listen carefully to what Jonathan said. Perhaps the Lord will help us, for nothing can hinder the Lord. He can win a battle whether he has many warriors or few." Listen to that. "Perhaps the Lord will help us, for nothing can hinder the Lord." Now, there's something beautiful there in the heart of faith, the cry of faith. The cry of faith is very simple. It is this: God is able. Doesn't matter how bad things are, God is able. That's the cry of faith. Do you hear that? That's good theology coming out of Jonathan's words. Nothing can hinder the Lord. He can win a battle, whether he has many warriors or only a few. Jonathan was saying, "Hey, armor bearer, we can beat the entire army, just two of us. That's all it takes." That's not craziness. That's not insanity. That's faith, because nothing can hinder the Lord. Now, that's that cry of faith. Number one, good theology. But number two, we see and hear this risk. Did you hear what Jonathan said? Perhaps. Perhaps. That means Jonathan didn't know. Hey, how many times are you just like Jonathan? You have not heard a specific word from God to go and do. All you have is the Bible, a situation, and you're pausing, you're hesitant, you're not sure whether you should step in or not step in, and that hesitancy is not good. You see, Jonathan didn't know either. Perhaps the Lord will help us. His statement is not saying that God might be able to, God might have the power. Oh no, God has the power. He just didn't know if this was the moment or not. But I like it. Instead of pausing, instead of hesitating and wondering, he takes the step of faith and gives God the opportunity. That's what he means by perhaps. Hey, if you are at that moment right now, listen, you are never going to experience God's power in your life if you hesitate and back off. That word perhaps, if that's in your mind, then let that perhaps be the launching pad for you to start to take some action into a situation and give God the opportunity to work. Now, I also want you to notice what Jonathan does, and it's very beautiful. He's not heard a direct word from God that said, "Jonathan, go fight the Philistines." He just understands God is able. He's willing to give God the chance. There's great risk. But then he does something that's very vulnerable. He and his armor bearer go down to the bottom of this valley where the Philistines are looking down on them. All they had to do was throw some stones on them and it would have killed them. It's a very risky place. And faith does that. It makes us very vulnerable, because if God doesn't step in, we're going to get squished. It's going to be all over. So Jonathan goes into the valley, and there he was. And then I like what he does next. He says these words. Again, these were not scripted by God. He's just sort of making it up as he goes. But in these words, listen, he's giving God the opportunity to close the door or open the door. And that's very important, because when we've not really heard a direct word from God, and we know God is able, and we're willing to step out, you start to take the step of faith. You've got to also give God the opportunity to close and open a door, because maybe he is not in what you're doing. And last thing you want to do is be in a place where God isn't. Especially a risky place, especially a place that's going to take his intervention, but he's not in it. So Jonathan gives God this opportunity. But notice he makes it up as he goes. He says to his armor bearer, "Listen, let's go over to these Philistines. Let's go down into the valley. And if they say to us, 'Hey, stay down there. Why did you come over here?' then we will know God was not in this. But if they say to us, 'Come up here,' What are you doing, you Philistines? Come up here on top of the you Jews, come up here on top of the hill. Then Jonathan said, we're going to go up to them, and we will know with those words that God has given us the victory. Now, I find that puzzling. I find that just fascinating. Jonathan is scripting out the way for God to give the sign. It's really beautiful. But in all of these things, driving Jonathan is this belief that God can do anything. We've got to at least take the step, and we've got to let him direct. So down into the valley, Jonathan went with his armor bearer. And at the bottom of the valley, what did the Philistines say? The Philistines said, hey, the Jews are climbing out of their holes in their caves. Come up here. So Jonathan went up onto the hill, and he said to his armor bearer, come on, God has defeated this army for us. Let's go. So here goes Jonathan and his armor bearer climbing up this hilltop, up this cliff. And as they get to the top, now they have the confirmation that God is going to give these people into their hands. It says in the Bible that now we see God work. Watch what God does as Jonathan and his armor bearer took this incredible step of faith. God shows up. And it says in the Bible that Jonathan and his armor bearer defeated 20 men. They killed them, and their bodies lay scattered over half an acre. Second thing, it says suddenly a panic broke out in the Philistine army, including in the outposts, and they began to freak out with paranoia. Something was wrong. Third thing, God sent an earthquake and shook the earth. Isn't that amazing? All this because Jonathan took that step of faith and gave God the opportunity to step in and show his power. Now God shows up. He gives them a small victory. They defeat that outpost, and they begin to panic. An earthquake comes, and at this point, something else happens. The entire army starts to arouse and waken up. Saul, on the other hill, unaware that his son Jonathan had gone, now musters his troops and joins the battle. And then the Bible says that as the Philistines ran, all those Jewish people of the army that had run into the holes, the caves, the bushes, and they were hiding, they came out and they began to pursue. And so the entire army was roused up, was raised up because of Jonathan's courage and boldness and faith. Only two men with the belief that God is able stood up and conquered and allowed God to raise up the rest of the army and follow suit.